And what was the third issue?
The third issue is that how we can tell the story for the kindergarten children in the right way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, through telling this second issue, I also already told a little bit first too.
通过讲这第二件事情，其实关于这第一点也稍微提到了一下，不知道大家有没有注意到。
So now, we can go to the third issue.
好，那接下来呢，我们就先讲第三点，刚才丁丁提到的。
Yeah, how we can tell the story.
我们要怎么样去讲故事？
Like in the kindergarten for the group of children.
就面在幼儿园的时候，
Last time, when I told you that you tell your own child, you don't have to think about.
上次我们提到的是，当你给你自己的孩子讲故事的时候，
technical side，
没有必要从言说这个技巧的角度去思考怎么讲故事。
But now, if you're telling the story to the children,
但是如果
in the official way, like
你是在这样正式的场合，就比如说在你的幼儿园去讲故事，作为老师讲故事的话，yeah,
then the most important things are
那么
breathing and articulation.
最重要的其实是呼吸和发声清晰这两点。
This is very important because you are not giving the children information.
这个非常重要，因为你讲故事，并非给予孩子信息，也就是说，你并非只给孩子讲内容。
Yeah, this is we really have to be careful about so-called the world of way of the storytelling.
这其实是我们对于所谓华德福式的讲故事方式必须要特别小心的地方。
Yeah, that without so to speak,
因为华德福当中，
they all say we have to say in a calm way.
说我们必须要尽可能平静的。 去讲故事.
If you speak in how do you call it? in this speech phenomenon in a calm way, then we have no
speech element. 任何能够生动的去激活的能力的，比如说元音、辅音、节奏、色彩这些，都缺失了。
And also from the contents, the feeling of the figures.
内容而言，也没有办法表达出这个角色他的情感。
If we only speak, so this is some great misunderstanding there.
所以呢，在这种讲故事的方式当中，其实是蕴含着一个巨大的误解的。You
speak in calm way means your inside.
要平静的去讲，就意味着你的内在需要平静。You
have to tell the story in calm soul.
你应该用一个平静的心灵、平静的灵魂、心魂去讲故事，这其实是这个最重要的。但是你所讲出来的言说本身必须是要生动、富有活力的。Consonant
as it should be，
需要辅音，应该要按辅音。 本来的样子呈现出来，元音也是一样。
So actually, especially for the small children,
特别是面对年纪小的孩子，我们确实讲的内容本身也是有内容的。But
before the
讲的故事本身也是有内容的，但是
giving them
在讲内容之前，我们 更重要的是要给予他们心灵、他们的灵魂滋养才行。
Yeah. So this is how you speak the story.
这就是关于怎么讲故事。
Yeah. So, any questions still?
好，请问大家现在有没有什么问题了呢？嗯。
Well,
now what I can read, there's no.
Okay. How many people? Huh?
Now
37?
Actually, yeah, 37.
37. Yeah, yeah, pretty much people, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then,
if
things are clear, now we
如果到这里也比较清晰的话呢，那我们就开始讲今天要讲的这个故事了。
Yeah, you can send always your questions.
然后大家如果有任何问题都可以直接发在群里。
Now, the story I am going to tell you today.
好。那我今天要给大家讲的这个故事呢
？Yeah, we are postponing telling the journey cake, but
我们这次
we will do it for sure in the future. But
把玉米饼的故事延期到下一次去讲了，但是那个故事也是一定会讲的。
We tell one story,
今天
written by our participants.
我们讲一个由我们的
modified a little bit so
学员们。讲创作的故事，而我本人呢稍微修改了一个这个故事，这个故事是大家现在马上就可以讲给孩子听的。
Tonight for your own child.
今天晚上讲给你的孩子听。
Or tomorrow in the kindergarten or the school.
明天在幼儿园、在学校都可以讲。
Yes. And it's also very newborn, just born.
而且它是真的是。刚刚诞生的一个故事，真的是刚刚诞生。
Yeah, actually born today, right?
今天 ，yeah, today.
Yes.
今天诞生的。
Yeah, but this writer has been struggling and.
但是这位作者他也一直都在挣扎，想要写得更好。
But today, this final version, finally.
但是今天这个最终版是写出来了的。
So, is there any question already or not?
For now, there's one question.
Yes, okay.
So, if we want to show the image, the picture for the children, so
yes.
Actually, this is also based on the consonants and vowels, right?
Right.Right.
是的，图景也是建立在辅音和元音的基础之上的。
And in so-called world of way of the telling the story,
但是在华德福式的
picture,
讲故事的方式里，你是没有办法真正呈现出图景和故事当中的真正的这个图景景象的。And yes, second half. So in the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
We should tell such feeling of the figure, but shall we also tell the will through our speech?
We are not categorizing will and, mm-hmm. will and feel and thinking in this way.
我们其实如虹这个问题
means,
我们其实不是这样去分情感和意志的
the inside
这个情感刚才提到的
of the figures
它其实
the soul of the figures
这是实施是指的是这个灵魂它的本身的灵哦不发现这个角色本身的灵魂
is that the same girl as who asked me、
yeah.
of the word of the intention?Is it?
Maybe no. This is the her son did the magic last time.
Okay.
The mother of the magic boy.
Yeah, yeah. So, please don't think this. How do you say? this scheme have to, or scheme type of the thinking.
If I 请问大家不要去按照这个图表和分类去想。 然后不要我提到情感，你就想到思考，想到意志。
Yes. Okay. So, what I said, feeling means.
其实刚才提到的这个情感啊。
Like if the journey cake or antenna such that if the journey.
比如说玉米饼，玉米饼里面的狼。
We have to show this wolf feeling means.
我们应该展示出狼的情感，那是什么意思呢？
Yeah. His desire,
也就是他的这个欲望.
Yeah, he wants to catch the journey cake and eat.
他想要追赶到上玉米饼，然后把它给吃了.
Yeah, this we have to express.
这个是我们应该表达出来的.
Yeah. Whoa, where are you going, journey cake? Whoa. Yes. And we can show.
然后. 这样的情况下，我们就能够把这种动物想要攻击玉米饼的这种本能给展示出来。But
if in such case, if we only speak,
但是,
where are you going, journey cake?
情况下，你仅仅是像这样讲这同一句话，
where
玉米饼去哪儿？像这样，then
we cannot express.
那我们就没有办法把这个狼的欲望给呈现出来。
But we express this desire through the speech.
我们通过言说
subjective feeling of the story
去呈现这种欲望，而不是通过讲故事的人的主观情绪。也就是说，当我们这样展示他的欲望的时候，我们的内在是很平静的。其实这个是这个意思。